So I appreciate opportunity to be in the Lord's house. Appreciate being back over here with y'all. It's been a little while since I got to come over here, but I think about you often, and I appreciate this place. I've had some good times in the Lord here, and looking to have some more. You just pray for us tonight. Felt like I about clear as water all the way down here. Didn't feel like I had a whole lot. Just looking around and thinking about some things, and I was just kind of in between some stuff, and I don't know. Randy got up, said what he said, and it kind of got me where I needed to get, I guess. Kind of got me settled on it. I don't know. I'm glad the Lord works like that. Sometimes it just comes pretty easy. Some kind of thoughts sometimes, but sometimes it don't. But I've learned to depend upon the Lord, because He knows what you need. I don't know what you need. I don't know your life. I don't know what kind of week you had. Me, myself, I've had kind of a rough week. But you might have had one of the best weeks you ever had. I don't know what you've had. I don't know what you're dealing with. I learned a long time ago preaching. When I first started preaching, I thought I'd get a message. I thought I knew where it needed to go, where it needed to be preached. But I realized that wasn't my job. My job's just to get and put them out as they come. And wherever it comes, wherever the Lord gives it, that's what I need to do. It ain't nothing about me. And I ain't the preacher. He is. I'm hoping tonight that I can just open the door, let the little servant come out, and he can tell you something. Because the Lord's got the words of eternal life. I don't got them. I can quote you a little something, tell you a few stories about my life, but without the Lord, without the Spirit, it won't do you no good. But you can pull up to my table all day long, and I might feed you a little bit. I ain't got a whole lot to offer, but you pull up to the Lord's table, you can leave full and satisfied with what you got. When you got your Bibles, I'm going to read a little bit here in the book of John, chapter number 1. John, chapter 1, maybe a familiar scripture, but this is just all I got. I don't know. I don't know where it'll go, what we'll say from it, but I'm going to take my time and just wait on the Lord. If He wants me to say something, I'll say something. If He don't, then we'll just do what we do. I don't know. But John chapter 1, starting here with the 44th verse. The Bible says, now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith unto him, behold, an Israelite in need of whom, in whom I is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, listen to this right here. Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabboni, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, behold, I said unto thee, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, there's a whole lot in that right there. Just reading it right now, there's a whole lot more in it that I've seen and, tonight. And I don't know. To be honest with you, just had just a little thought here, just there in just part of a verse there that he said unto Philip here, and our Nathaniel here, the story here, they was there, and Philip went out and seen him, and he bid him to come and told him that we've found this one that we've heard about. And you just gotta, you gotta picture it in their mind. You gotta picture it in, a lot of times we don't quite understand, Brother Randy, how putting ourselves in their shoes. Their shoes, they had heard stories about some things. They had heard prophecies. They had seen, heard scriptures about these things, and they wasn't an open vision like we have nowadays. There wasn't spirit like we have nowadays. Not quite like we have it, but there wasn't every man didn't have a Bible that they had in their house every day, but a lot of times they hear a word or two here and there, and they'd go for a good while, and may not hear much of nothing, but hey, these boys had a yearning and a longing for something to see God this evening. Philip here, he saw Nathaniel there just napping under the tree, and the Bible said he woke him up and he told him, he said, get up, we have found him, that one that Moses and the law has said, that of the prophets had said, Jesus of Nazareth. And the Bible says that he made a statement to him. He said, could any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip did try to explain it to him. I don't reckon he could explain it to him. He was going to have to see something for himself this evening. And old Philip said, you just going to have to come see. And the Bible said that here he come, headed out toward where Jesus was. And the Bible said that Jesus seeing Nathanael coming out there, and it said, he is an Israelite, which no guile is found in him. Right then and there, he heard a little something, and he realized this man knew who he was this evening. He didn't ask Philip about it. He didn't ask none of the other disciples or anything else about it, but he asked Jesus. He said, where do you know me this evening? And I want you to pay attention to that, what he told him this evening. He said, before that Philip called thee, I saw thee under the fig tree. And I don't know, that's just a thought that I was thinking about just sitting there in the car listening to some music there going down the road. And that's all just the Lord just spoke to him. I don't know how he speaks to you, but he speaks simple sometimes to me, if I'm going to understand it. And I'm just sitting there kind of thinking, kind of worried. I ain't got nothing. And the Lord just spoke to me. And he said, I see ye. That's all he said, Brother Randy. I see ye. And I'm glad tonight the Lord sees you. You can't thank nobody in the world knows or sees where you at. You ever felt like you had maybe even you at work, don't none of them know what you I can't see what you're going through. You go home, your mommy, your daddy, hey, maybe even your wife, husband, hey, you don't feel like they see where you at, they can't tell where you at, but I'm glad tonight, that the Lord sees you and me, and He knows, exactly, where His children are, He does, He knows them, and He sees them, and not only that, this evening, but He cares where you at. There's a lot of people might see where you at. I might see you struggle. I might see you burden. But seemingly they don't really care nothing about it. I don't care enough maybe even to do nothing about it. But thank God He cares for you this evening. Nathaniel. He said, Rabboni, which is to say master. He said, I believe. Just a simple word from the Lord. I said, I see you. And old Nathaniel said, I believe. And the Lord said unto him, because I said, I seen you sitting under a tree. You believe? He said, oh, Nathaniel, are you going to see greater things than this? Are you going to see the Spirit of the sin that I sent on the Son of Man? Can I tell you this? The Lord has showed people something that believe. He will. He'll show them something unto them that believe. That'll listen. That'll willing. To see what He's trying to show you. This evening. The Lord's always, I got something. We play around at the church sometimes. Us preachers, our younger ones. We'll come up to each other. We'll shake our hand. We'll say, is there a word from the Lord? I'm just messing around. But I'm glad, Brother Randy. There always is a word from the Lord. It don't matter if you got it. It don't matter if you got it. It don't matter if you sitting back there in the back's got it. God's got a word. If somebody's willing to tell it, somebody's willing to hear it, He sees what you need. He's got a word. He does. That's all they had, Brother Randy. They're just going off a word. But old Philip said, we seen him. We found him. I'm glad he's what we need this evening. He sees you. I thought about the children of Israel over there. They're in bondage. 400 years, I believe. Over there. I probably seem like the Lord done forgot about them down there. I thought the Lord didn't care about them, didn't see where they's at anymore. But there was a man by the name of Moses. I ain't gonna go through the whole story, you know. He rose up. I seen an Egyptian fighting against one of his brethren there after he realized that he wasn't an Egyptian. The Bible said that Moses took and killed that Egyptian and he buried him in the sand this evening. He didn't think nobody saw it. But somebody saw it this evening. How you know? Because they come out there one day. Two Hebrews was fighting against one another, and he tried to break it up. One of them looked at him and said, "Who made you our judge this evening? You going to kill me like you did that Egyptian?" And old Moses realized, somebody seen him. And you know what he did? He took tail and ran this evening. He did. He took tail and ran. You read the story of Moses. This broke up in the 40-year increments of his life. So I reckon he's about 40 years old when he headed out there. And I guess he spent about 40 years out there in the desert. Out there in the desert. I met him a while. I tended to some sheep, I believe. I was probably thinking, I done run away from all that stuff down there. Hey, didn't nobody see which way I ran? It's been 40 years. The Pharaoh down there done died. Most people done changed over. Everybody done forgot about it. I can just hide over here in the desert. I can just do this little part over here. And there won't be nobody more wiser than old Moses sitting out here in the desert. But somebody seen him. You know, preacher, he's back there just trying to forget about some things, and he's seen him. He's seen a fiery burning bush, but it's out in the desert. You see bushes burn all the time, but they something different, wasn't it? This thing wouldn't get consumed, it wouldn't get burned up. And Moses said to himself, "I'm going to turn aside, and I'm going to look and see what's up with this thing." Moses got over to that bush. The Bible said they heard a voice and told him this evening, "Moses, take off thy shoes, for the place which thou standest is holy ground." Moses began to realize somebody seen him back there. He wanted him to go down there. He wanted him to know that, "Moses, I hadn't just seen you." He said, "But I want you to go tell my people that I've seen their tears and I've heard their prayer. Thank God I've seen them. And I've seen them. Somebody that do something about it." Thank God. And Moses went down there. He didn't know what in the world. He tried to throw up some excuses. But he doesn't know somebody seen him. You know the story I got down there. Pharaoh wouldn't let him go. All the plagues went down there. Pharaoh wanted to know who this God was that Moses talked about. I don't know him. By the time God got down there, he seen him. He did. A little too late by the time he did. But he seen him. I thought about another over there. A man by the name Zacchaeus. You know his story. Tax collector. Bible said a man short in stature. I don't know what had led to him being so curious about seeing Jesus. But apparently it heard something that intrigued his interest. so much that he wanted to see him. But the Bible said the Lord was doing some good works on this road. He didn't got a crowd like he usually has. That time you wasn't just going to walk up easily to get a face-to-face view with him. You was going to have to press a little bit. But Zacchaeus, small in stature, he seen the crowd and thinking to himself, there ain't no way I can get in there. He said, but I see this little tree right here. Maybe I can get a little glimpse of him as he passes by. He don't know exactly what he looks like. But he said, maybe I can see something from sitting up here. I can see old Zacchaeus. I just sitting up there just panning the crowd. I just looking around. Where's he? Is that him? No, that ain't him. Maybe that one. No, that ain't him either. Why he's sitting there looking all of a sudden? The Bible said he heard a voice and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Thank God. Zacchaeus was trying to see the Lord. I'm thinking he didn't know where he's at. But Jesus found the tree that he's sitting in. He said, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at your house. Oh, Zacchaeus, come down. Lord went home with him. This is the thing about when the Lord gets to talking to you. Usually a house cleaning usually starts happening. I'll never read where the Lord ever told Zacchaeus he had to do all this. But old Zacchaeus, he said, Lord, if I have done any wrong to any man, if I got anybody overcharging them or anything, he said, I'm going to repay it. Lord didn't tell him to do that. But he knew he'd been seen this easy. Thank God. He'd probably been accused of it a few times. He'd probably lied about it a few times. But the Lord come and seen him. And he was willing to make it right. He seen him. There's so many more coming. I ain't never gonna get to them. I thought about old Noah out there. My Lord told him, in the midst of all that sin, and God repented that he ever even made man. I'd have a right just to wipe him out and start over. But the Bible said there was one man that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He seen him. He seen that every man's imagination was on evil continually. Every one of them. Just looking, just looking out. Evil, 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 evil. And one. You ever think where you at? I'm just one person. I ain't gonna amount to nothing. This big world, big place I work, me living right ain't gonna amount to nothing. I ain't saved none, his whole house. And thank God another generation was saved because of it. You might not ever even seen him. What he said a while ago. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man. It availeth much. It does. One little life.
It can do something this evening. Just one. We had that funeral for Joy. She was a good lady. I didn't know her that long. But what I did know of her, I sure did enjoy it. She had a humbleness about it. That woman, that mama, I'd set down a chain of events. Her living right I caused her children to get saved and want to live right. I caused her grandchildren to get saved and want to live right. I caused me to find somebody that was acting right and living right. I can tell you this, Brother Randy, it's hard to find. I was looking for somebody, couldn't find nobody. I would thank God because she was doing right. I gave her a chain of events I don't want to live right to. You say, preacher, I can't get my kids there right. Just live right in front of them. And I do something more than you think it will. Amen. God sees them. God sees what you're doing. It don't go unnoticed. You may not, in man's opinion, in man's eyes, ever have any much recognition. Your name may not be on no billboard. You may not ever hear it spoken TV or radio, nothing like that. Well, God knows it. God sees you. He told them one time about praying. He said, you see them? He said, how they stand out in the street and they pray out with a loud voice and they beat on their chest. That's their reward. Just to be heard by man. That's it. This evening. He said, but I say to you, he said, I want you to get in your closet and I want you to shut the door for your father, which heareth in secret. That means it's just one-on-one. That's just personal. That's just you and him. Nobody sees it, but he sees it. I said, your father, which sees in secret, thank God will reward you openly. He sees it. I'm glad the Lord sees. Said his hand's not too short and his ear's not too heavy. He sees me and you. Seen Noah out there after he built that ark. Out there in the middle, the whole place over there is flooded. I don't know if you've ever seen a sky view of the ocean, how big that is. I ain't never been on a cruise, but I've seen pictures and videos and stuff like that. It just goes and goes, Brother Randy. Just imagine a boat sitting out there in the midst of just nothing. Bible said God remembered Noah. It did. Noah probably thought he forgot about it for a while, just rocking around on that boat. Lord, you told me to build this thing. You just going to leave me out here? No. The Lord sent him some word. Told him, open up that window, let something out. First one didn't come back. Second one he let out, it brought it back, letting him know it was close. And then it went out second time, and it was gone. Noah knew it was time to get out. God remembered him. God seen him. A lot of times we feel inadequate, very small, especially when you stand beside a lot of things, like standing beside the ocean or big buildings and stuff like that. Going down them racks at work sometimes. I drive a forklift down there. Sometimes you're going down them racks, them things are up so high you can't even see what's up there half the time. Just feel small. One writer described it as like a grain of sand. That's all we are, just a little dirt, a little dust. But I'm glad the Lord lets the dust cry out a little bit. And He answers. A lot of times it feels strange sometimes to that God would even consider even listening to just a little speck, as I feel sometimes. Think in my mind sometimes, how in the world is He going to care about something so small? But He does. I was 7 years old, Brother Rennie. This little boy. Sitting in a single wide trailer on the side of the road over there in Polk County. And the Lord come to where I was at, and He seen me. Out there in the middle of nothing. Middle of the sticks and woods. That night, He said, "I see you." I tried to hide under the cover. Tried to close the door. He seen me. And He just wanted me to be a part of Him. That's what we heard at that funeral, Brother Randy, about being a part. I'm glad to be a part. There's a song that says, "I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God." Best thing I've ever been a part of. Best thing you've ever been a part of. The body of Christ. I don't know where you're at. But I can tell you this. If you work together with the body, you can move some things. See, back a long time ago, seeming more like, and I guess this is why people think the church ain't got no more power than she does. Back in the day, when the church needed something to get done, it got done. Why was that? Because they worked as one to get it done. Preacher, we different than they are. Yeah, but if you want to get something done, you're going to have to do it the same way they did it. Spirit of God hadn't changed. God hadn't changed in the way He wants you to worship, the way He wants you to pray, the way He wants you to do things. It ain't changed. It's not. We got air conditioner, padded pews, and carpet and all like that, and I'm glad we got them things, Randy. The Lord allowed us to have those things. He allowed us to have those amenities that we got. Over in Adairsville, the drive over here is about 50 minutes, Brother Randy. You know how long that would have took me back in Grandma and Grandpa's days? That took me a long time to get there and get back. I appreciate what we got. After church, we're probably going to go either sit at a restaurant or go through a drive-thru. Take you about 10 minutes to get your food out there. You ain't got to go out there and slaughter nothing, get it ready, get it plucked, get it skinned. Wait for the potbelly stove to get heated up, throw it out there and try to get it going or throw some wood in there. We're more blessed than we ever have been, but why in the world do we not use what we got? God didn't just give it to you just for your comfort and your amusement. He gave it to us to use for the honor and glory of Him. But we don't use it like that. We use it as something to relax on, something to take ease. He said, woe unto them that is at ease. That's what we get. I heard a man say this, and I bring my mark to a close. There's a man that was talking about, said it, something his grandfather told him a long time ago. He said, I walked to work. He said, your daddy drove a Cadillac. He said, you drive a BMW. And your son will drive a Lamborghini to work. He said, but I tell you this, that the next one will probably be walking again. He said, why is that? He said, hard times create good men. He said, "But and good men create good, better times. He said, but them good and better times create weak men. And them weak men create hard times. That's a true statement. It's all through this Bible right here. They had times of peace, and they had times of war. It was in them times of peace, they got slack. They got weak. And you know what they did? They forgot about God. And they started doing all kind of ungodly things like God wouldn't see them, but He seen them. And He'd get on them. They'd get in times of war, time of bondage. And they'd get out there and say, Lord God, do you see us? I see you. And He'd deliver them out and they'd have good times of plenty. And then they'd forget God again. Every single time. When Jesus came, wasn't no different. It was a time that the Savior was standing right in front of them. The Redeemer that they'd been looking for. And most of them didn't even know who He was. They couldn't even see Him. He said, I come to my own. My own didn't. They knew me not. Didn't know me. They had a form of godliness and they was denying the power of it. He said, you like watch the pokers, pretty on the outside, but inwardly you're full of dead men's bones. Well, they thought they had some things going good. They called themselves the religious leaders. They called themselves godly. But God seen exactly what they was. He knew what they was. He told them what they was and they didn't like it. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. You know what they was doing? They was taking people's offering and saying it wasn't good enough and selling them an offering for them to offer unto God right out of the house of God. They was lying and stealing from God's people right in the house of God. And God knew who it was. See, they thought, Lord, He's going to come over here and set a kingdom up, and He's going to destroy the Romans, our enemy. Rome is the enemy of God. That wasn't who was the enemy of God. Israel was the enemy of God. They was the one that had done sin. They had one who killed the prophets and slayed them. And their sin was going to be. The Bible said their sin was up to the bridle. And the blood had filled up. It was their sin that separated them from God. It wasn't the Romans' fault. Romans wasn't just doing what God told them to do. They didn't know it. God was using them. God seen them. He also seen those few that was holding on too. And He gave them warning. He said, get out. He said, when you see the desolation, He said, you see the city compassed about, He said, you better get out. Judgment's coming. He said, if you in there with them when it happens, you'll fall right with them, but get out. He said, I'll save you. He said, there's help for you, but you're going to have to get out. Let it go. Get out. That's this world's problem. God's given them warning to get out of this world. Get out of here. Get out of it. Don't get in there. But yet they want to look back. They get stakes dug so deep they can't get out. I want to hold on to this. I want to hold on to that. Got Lot's wife in trouble, didn't you? Look back. Got turned into a pillar of salt. He told them to get out. They wouldn't get out. He's told you to come because you're going to leave this world. He's told you to come. He's seen where you're at. He's seen what you do. He knows your heart. David told him, he said, search my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. Search it. He knew there was something in there. He couldn't do nothing about it. He told God to search it. God searched your heart and he sees you. He sees what you're doing. He sees, but he cares and can do something about it. He wants you. But he's going to have you get up and do something. You're going to have to do something. I know it's probably scattered and all that, but that's all you have. I want them to come get me a verse of some song. I don't know what you need. Like I said, I don't know where you're at. I don't know if anybody's lost in here or not. I don't know. Maybe. You may think they're saved. They may not be. I ain't nobody's judge. The only thing I can be a fruit inspector every once in a while. But I can't tell you where you saved, where you got it, where everything's right. That ain't my call. You're going to have to talk to the Lord about it. Whatever it is, that don't matter. Talk to Him. He wants to hear you. He wants to hear what you got. But He just sent me here tonight to tell you He sees you. That's all I know. Why we stand, sing a verse, some song.